Okay, here we go, and we're back. So we begin. I think we finished last time with Siman Reish Pei Gimel. So we begin with Siman Reish Pei Dalet, which I believe is page one on that source sheet. So the Reish Pei Gimel. I'm sorry, I put in Reish Pei Gimel. That's good. It is Reish Pei Gimel. That's what we're up to. So the Torah here says, right, Mutr Ladavik Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim Bikrach Echad Umaniach Bein Kol Chumash V'Chumash Arba Shitim. That one is permitted to actually bind the Chumash, Navi, and Ksuvim. All of Tanakh, you could bind it together in one scroll. Between each book of the Torah, you should have four lines. And between each book of the Navi, you should have three lines. Let me just make sure this is recording. Okay, you should have three lines. And so too, between every Navi of Treyasar, also it should be three lines. Sanctity is not considered to be like the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, rather a regular Chumash. And it is also permissible to write the Chamishi Chumshei Torah on their own, and they're not going to have Kedusha Sefer Torah either, right? So what do we call those? So it seems like we call those Chumashim, right? So to have a Chumash and to have a Tanakh, that's Mutter, okay? Now, it's a little bit odd. Why would I need to be told that this is permissible? So this is a discussion within the Gemara and Maseches Baba Basra. And it seems like the issue is that, well, if you have a scroll, remember the Gemara itself, it seems to be talking in the realm of scrolls. So if you have a scroll and then you have, you know, the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, and then you wrap it up, so you're going to end up having that the Navi and the Ksuvim are going to be above the Torah, right? So that's the thing that needs to be permitted, and it seems like we come out and permit it. So the Beis Yosef here quotes from let's just start in the beginning of the Beis Yosef, right? The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Basra, Ba'afal gav de bebraisa achrisa le'el minei iflugu tanoi b'milsa, that there's actually machlokas tanoim about whether this is permissible. Kivan dahi braisa misna stama, but then there's a stam braisa, ba'od de bebraisa hi hachinaktinu b'chein das harash, and also that there's another brisa that seems to paskin that way, and so too that's the opinion of the Rush that quotes this only this brisa, and the Rambam paskins this way, and therefore it is permitted to connect these things together. Okay. Then there's this idea of placing four lines between each one. That's also a brisa in the Gemara Maseches Baba Basra, that between each one there should be four lines, and so too between each Navi, and between Treyasar, there should be three lines. And that is that that halacha. Let's continue on a little bit, and then says the tour said, however, once you do this. Yeah, okay, you know, let's go to the bottom here. The bottom of the Beis Yosef, three lines from the bottom. He says, V'nira l'ri, d'vein chumish l'chumish shel Torah tzarech la'aniach, v'neviim dafka kamer. Specifically, halacha about the Neviim. I'm sorry. Okay. However, Rashi, there is another line in the Gemara that says that you could, here, you know where it says five lines from the bottom on page Reish Nun, it says Vida the Kamisayim Bebraisa, that the Braisa does conclude by saying Umisayim Milmata Umaskil Milmala, that you could conclude at the bottom and begin at the top. Why? Because that will then give you the opportunity that if you want to cut it and separate them, separate these chumashim, that would be permissible. Uperish Rashi, umaskil milmala, v'loya niach chelek, that you could begin at the top, you don't have to leave anything, meaning you should leave, if you're going to get towards the bottom and then you and then the next sefer is going to begin at the top. So says Rashi, you should make it so that that begins at the top. Why should we make it that begins at the top? So that you can cut them, you could divide them, and it's inappropriate for a sefer to begin in the middle of a column. That way it will be beginning at the top of a column. Okay. You shouldn't do it so that one begins in the middle. Tosfos makes the comment that the bein chumish l'chumish shel Torah tzarech laniach by neviim dafka kamer de ein tzarech, but by neviim you don't necessarily need it. V'ritzba mefarish umesayim milmata v'liolam aniach dalat sheetim v'dafka bein navi l'navi aval bein chumish l'chumish lo yisayim. Specifically by the three navi that you would that you could do this thing where stop at the bottom and begin at the top. Because milmato v'yaslo mala filu banachas dalat sheetim, as we learned in Yerushalmi, tzarech shehei gomer be'emtza hadaf umarchu be'emtza iso. Because we learn in the Yerushalmi and Megillah that when it comes to a chumash, you specifically want to add in stop in the middle and begin in the middle. I mean, the halacha in a chumash is that a sefer has to begin in the middle. Uvenavi mesayim besofu marcha barosho v'nirli atam de'ein lo l'sayim besof hadaf afili aniach dalat sheetim mishum shema yavo lachtoch. Because we don't want you to divide it up. Meaning Torah, we want you to keep it as one unit in order to maintain the kedusha of the Sefer Torah. But when it comes to Navi, that you specifically should end at the bottom, begin at the top, so that you could divide it up. Yishim shema yavo lachtoch, aval be Navi l'Navi, yishim ba lachtoch, chotech mesayim l'mata ad kalashono, v'chasua goes maimini, etc. Fine, so that seems to be the distinction between Chumash and Navi. What's this idea of the Kedusha of Sefer Torah? So if we skip a little bit in the Beis Yosef, so he says that's what the Rambam says. I mean, if you just write a plain Chumash, so then you v'taymo kedamrina b'hanizik, and ain't koren b'chumshin b'veisak neses b'vdei kavod atzibur. He says, I'll tell you, the reason why it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah is that you're not supposed to use that in a shul, meaning to just have a... to just write out the Chamishi Chumshi Torah by them, separated them, so they're not going to have Kedusha Sefer Torah, but you're not allowed to read them. The Rashba has a slightly different halacha. The Rashba says it as Zeshim Heim Asuyim Begolel Uve Vichatikunan Harei Hein Kesefer Torah L'chol Divrayim El Shein Kor Behemetzibur V'dei Kavod Atzibur Bilvad. Says the Rashba, if you do have separate chumashim and you write it appropriately, it actually does have Kedusha Sefer Torah. You just can't lean from it. I mean, the Rambam says you can't lean from it. The Rashba, and it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah. Says the Rashba, no, it does have Kedusha Sefer Torah. It does have a sanctity of the Sefer Torah if it was written appropriately, you just can't read from it. Why can't you read from it? Because Kavod HaTzibur dictates that it be read entirely as a whole thing. But anyways, this whole first Sif, Simon Aleph, is discussing the concept of having a full Sefer Torah, full Navi, right? It's talking about things being rather big. Okay, let's go on to Sif Beis while we're here. Let's do Sif Beis. Rav Alphas Hitir Lichtov Megillah Latinok. The Rif permitted writing a Megillah for a Tinok, Li Slamidba, in order to learn from it. The Rambam Kasav Lo Yichtov Megillah Bifnei Asma. They shouldn't write a Megillah by itself. Sheyuba Parshios Ve'in Kosvin Megillah Latinok Li Slamidba. Nor should you write a Megillah for a child to learn from it. Beim Daiso L'Hashlima L'Chumish. So then it's going to be Mutter, and that's what my father the Rush said. But he said at the end that it could be that the Rush is right, that the Riff is right, that it is permitted to write a Megillah only. What in the world is this talking about? So this is a totally different sugya in Maseches Gittin. In Maseches Gittin, here in the Beis Yosef, he quotes from. Yeah, I see. Michael, I'm just posting the sources again if you want to take a shot. On page Rishon and Aleph, on page 2 of the sources, so at the bottom he quotes from a Gemara in Gittin. Bay minei abaye mi rabba mahu lichtuv megillah latinok li slamidba. Right? What is the deal with writing a Megillah? So Megillah is not necessarily Megillah Esther. It could be any portion of the Torah or of Tanakh. So what is the deal with writing a Megillah for a child to learn from it? So Tibai Lamanda Amr Megillah Megillah Nitna, Kevin de Megillah Megillah Nitna Kosvin Odilma Kevin de Idvik Idvik Idvik. What is that referring to? So the Gemara in Maseches Gittin is in the middle of having a discussion about whether the Torah was given in its entirety or whether it was only given portion by portion, section by section. So this discussion about Abai and between Abai and Rabba about whether it is okay to write a certain section, so they're asking it whether you're assuming according to the idea that the Torah is written, was given as an entire entity, or whether it was written separately and was put together later on. So Lamanda Amar, the second line from the top on page 3, Lamanda Amar Chasuma Nisna Kivan de Chasuma Nitna Ein Kosvin. So do we say that, well, it was given completely sealed, so that because it was given sealed, you shouldn't write it? Odilma Kim Delo Efshar Kasvina. Or maybe because it's not possible, meaning to go and write an entire Sefer Torah for every child for them to be able to learn from, that would be impossible. So Amar Lei, so he wrote back, Ein Kosvin, that you shouldn't write it. Now, the Gemara itself, I didn't bring the Gemara over here, one second. The Gemara itself has a bit of a strange conclusion here, right? The Gemara itself, over the course of this discussion, actually adds on. He says, according to the idea that it was given sealed, because it was sealed, therefore you shouldn't write only a portion of it? Or do we say that maybe if you can't write the whole book, you should write a portion of it? So Amar Lei, Rabba responds, Ein Kosvin. So then the Gemara actually continues and asks, Umatam, right? And Abai asks, and what's the reason? Meaning, what's the reason we wouldn't write only a portion? And the Gemara answers, Rabba answers, Lefisha Ein Kosvin, because we don't. Right? Which is a bit of a very... So you see there's something cryptic going on here over the course of this Gemara. So the Beis Yosef had...
question.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the issue here is. The issue of writing a portion, or what does the child have to do with it?
Well, the child is... Would we permit writing a portion for a... meaning there seems to be, the Gemara in Gittin has a problem with only writing a portion of the Torah. That's the problem. So the Gemara said, well, what about, you know, a child doesn't have, you're not going to write the entire thing, the entire Torah for a child. He needs to learn somehow. So can you write a portion for him? Okay. So the Gemara seems to say that we don't. So the Beis Yosef continues and points out, says, Ketnai, the truth is a machlokas tanayim, in kosu megillah latinuk li slamidba, bim daitu lahashlamutu, that you shouldn't write it a megillah for a child to learn from, and if you haven't wanted to finish, you should, then it's okay. Meaning, I'm going to give the portion to the child, and I'm going to keep writing and writing and writing, and then I'm going to add that on. Meaning, I could give him a portion, so long as I have in mind to conclude the entire thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kosev mi bereshis ador hamabul, betoris kohanim, advai hi biyom hashmini. Rabbi Yehuda says that it sounds like you can write some portions. Okay. So v'chasav harash. So the rush continues on. So how do we paskin here? So v'chasav harash, riff, lo hevi kol zeh. The riff doesn't bring this entire discussion. Ela kasav, kosun megil latinok li slami ba v'chein hilchasa. The riff leaves this whole discussion out and just says that you're allowed to write this megillah, you're allowed to write a portion for a child, and that's the halacha. So the Rush continues on and says, "Vatimahu." He says, "What's going on here?" Right? Kivan de Rabba Hishiv La Baye in Kosvin the Lekaman the Paligaleha. He just ignored the entire Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion between Abaye and Rabba about this exact question, and the Gemara seems to conclude that you can't. Right? So if you can't write it, so then you can't write it. Right? So the Gemara seems to say that you can't. So why is the Rif not paskening like that? V'od roi lifso kalacha ketana kama de Rebbe Yehuda de lo shari el b'daitu lahashlim. He says, and also, if we're going to paskin like the Tana Kama Rebbe Yehuda, he says, it's not permissible unless you conclude. Meaning, that's the rules of Psak seem to indicate that you shouldn't do it. So v'efshar desavar halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan damer megillah megillah nitna v'lo chayesh. He says maybe he passed on like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it was given by portion and he's not concerned for the rest of this. V'odra lahakel mishum delo efshar. Or maybe I'll give you another reason why he's megill, because it's not possible to write an entire Torah for every kid, right? So the Rush gives two answers to defend the Rif. He says, number one, maybe we do paskin like that the Torah was given piece by piece, and this whole discussion afterwards we don't really assume like is only within the other mandamer, which is a little bit difficult. And the second answer is, he says, and come on, give me a break. You're going to write an entire Torah for every kid, right? That's not going to be doable. So The only problem with that is, what do you mean? The Gemara is having a discussion and saying that this is what you're supposed to do. And now the Rif is going to turn around and says, oh, come on, that's ridiculous. You can't write a Sefer Torah for every kid. It must be that's not the halacha. Right? How'd that work? So the Beis Yosef gets into it, and it's an interesting, he has like a psak discussion here. He says, uvidvarev tmuim be'enai, right? This is like mysterious to me. The mashakasav de efshar de taimu mishum de savar halacha krevi yochanan, v'lo chayish lahatakamar, kevin de idvik kasha, kevin de rabba chayish le levayiv, nami kiblu minai, right? V'likaman de paligalayu, heach efshar lomer de rif paligalayu. He says, how could it be? He says, you're going to try to work within the context of the Gemara. He didn't go through the entire Gemara, which I'm sort of glossing over it. But you want to say that Rabbi and Abaye have it, that goes against the rules of Psak. When the Amorayim are arguing according to one of the positions of the Tanayim, we assume that's how we're paskening. And that's the Gemara's conclusion, that we pasken that you shouldn't do it. He says, and Mashakasav deem kain afilu chumish lo nichtov, afilu lo hainu yodin teirut lukush yazu, ein koch biat ha'achronim lachlok al divrei Amorim. He says, and even if you want to say, well, I want to paskin differently, but guess what, Riff? You don't have the right to paskin against Rabbah and Abaye, right? That doesn't work. And then what you say, that we want to be makil because it's not possible, right? I can't conceive that that's the right halacha. He says, how could that be, right? Kasha. The Habayi Nami Amar Odilma came into Lo Efshar Kasvino. If you Luhachi Pashat Le Rabba the In Kosvin, he says Abayi even asked that question. Abayi said it's impossible. Otherwise, we're not going to have a text for this child to learn from. And how does Rabba answer? Rabba says, tough luck, In Kosvin, you can't go ahead and do this, right? So how does this? Conclude here? So he says Va'aran Parakaniskar. So the Ran over there also asks on the Rif, right? The Ran is the commentary on the Rif. He says, "V'lo helitz be'abado klal el shabereish parakol kisve kasav demashba de taimi mishum es lasos Hashem hefilu torasecha the davar halami minyanohu v'chdisa asam adkan l'shono." So he points to, well, here he's quoting from the Gemara in Shabbos, but really that concept appears in the midst of that Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, prior to that Gemara, raised the question of it was also sort of a strange halacha. The Gemara says, what about a book of Haftorahs you're not allowed to read from it on Shabbos? Right? That's what the Gemara says. Rabba Rav Yosef, Amit Ravayu, Hai Sefer Apatre, Asul Mikri Bebe Shabbos. My Taima, Delo Nisan Likasek, was you never should have written it in the first place. Right? So what's a Sefer Haftorahs? It sounds like a book that has Haftorahs in it. Right? So what would be the problem with writing a Sefer Haftorahs? So Haftorah doesn't have all of Nach in it. Sefer Haftorah only has the portions that we use for Haftorahs, right? So the Gemara says, well, can you move it? No. Why? Because you're not allowed to have it in the first place. Mar Bar Avashi Amar also Tutulinami Asar my time at the Halo Chazil Mikribe says you're not allowed to read from it. If you're not allowed to read from it, you're not allowed to move it. But then the Gemara says rejects it. Why? You are allowed to move it. Why? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish, Minyani b'Safar d'Agadata b'Shabbos. They learn from Book of Agadata. Right, v'ha'al lo nitein likasi, but that also wasn't supposed to be written down, meaning why? Because it's Torah Shebal Peh. So rather, ella kevin de lo efshar, eis lasos l'Hashem efiyu surasecha, hachanami kevin de lo efshar, eis lasos l'Hashem efiyu surasecha. What is this eis lasos l'Hashem? So this pasuk is invoked sometimes, right? It is a pasuk in Tehillim that says that there are times where we have to nullify, where we act for Hashem by nullifying the Torah. That comes up every once in a while, and it's brought up in this context, specifically of how Torah Shebal Peh is supposed to be brought down orally. How is it that we are allowed to write down the Torah Shebal Peh? So this pasuk was invoked of Eis Lasos L'Hashem. For the sake of Hashem, we had to permit it. So suggests the Ran that that's really what the Rif was getting at. That the Rif really paskined like that position in the Gemara. Not the discussion of whether you're allowed to or not allowed to write for a child, right? That's all in the pristine world of, you know, everything would be good otherwise. You'd have the time to write everything. But in the world of, we're not able to, so we have the right to invoke Eis Lasos L'Hashem Hefiru Sarasecha. Therefore, it seems like it permits this book of Haftorahs, and so too it would permit, according that perhaps would defend the position of the Rif, that, oh, and therefore you're allowed to allow the writing of a Sefer Torah specifically for a for a child or something like that, where you're not going to be able to continue. Now he continues on here.
So the shul has a book of Haftorahs, like for a long time. I think we all read from the book of Haftorahs, and then somebody bought a.
Yes. So hold that. We're getting there. Yes. So let's just continue a little bit more in this. The Reish Yosef actually says something somewhat startling here. He says, right, he quotes, this is Dabar Lamim Yonu, it says, Vizeh, if you look at five, after it says Vaharan, five lines down. He says, Vizeh ke'ein tam sheini shekasav harash, vishun delo efshar, l'chol ani shev Yisrael, etc. Right? It's not possible for every poor person to be able to get a Torah. But Tzarech Lomar, divimei ha-murayim lo haya kol kach hisaron sfarim kemo bizman harif. Right, he says that the Tanaim have a discussion and say, oh, and therefore we're going to permit you to write it, because we're not going to be able to have a books for everybody. Rabba and etc. And what's his name? Rabba and Abaye have a discussion that no, we're going to require it, and then the Rif comes back and doesn't require it. Why? So it suggests the. I think the Ran, right, still quoting from the Ran, that during the time of the Amorayim, they had more Sfarim around. And then during the Rif, they went back to not having so many Sfarim around. Right? So, Dimeorim Loya Kochachasar and Sarah Kamuvus Mana Rif. Mishum Hachi Afagav Dabai Virabba Lo Chashu. They weren't so concerned. They said you should write the entire thing. Lamai Delo Efshar, right? They thought it was possible. Haim Yifesh Hayulam Sfarim. They had Sfarim. Amashe Yismuchu Bedochik. But during the time of, they didn't have Sfarim again. A few Lumud Yud B'Sefer Echad, even 10 people to learn from one Sefer. They wouldn't allow the smaller portions to be written, the Torah would be batal. And therefore they permitted it. I actually really think that he doesn't hold like Rabba at all. But we see later on the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish did do it, and therefore he's passing like that Gemara, that also it's based on Eis Lasos LaHashem. So either you could assume that Eis Lasos LaHashem, that there is time to sort of nullify the word of Hashem and allow smaller portions of the Torah sort of permanently, or there's the first suggestion of the Ran that we only permit it temporarily. Now, we seem to all have latched on to the second one, that permanently we allow portions of the Torah to be written or printed, not don't necessarily require the entire Chumash to be printed as one. Okay, so that is that's enough for what we see in the Beis Yosef. So let's see, what does it say? Yeah. Correct. Right. There is enough around, it sounds like, to be able to have available to everybody. Now, it's not necessarily about the time. You know, keep in mind, Rabba and Abaye were in the middle of Bavel, which is where everybody, you know, that's the entire Jewish community essentially was there. The Rif was in Fez in North Africa, right? So, yes, it was a couple hundred years later, but it also was, he might have been out on his own more. And, you know, by that point, the Jewish people had already spread out more significantly, and therefore the Rif was saying that, you know, and for everybody in their specific places, they're not necessarily going to have access to the Sfar. Okay, so how does this record? So the Shulchan Aruch records this in Simon Reish Pei Gimel. First he says, Mutter Ledavik Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim B'Krach Echad. I guess we're on page 5, I think, of the sources. You're allowed to combine Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim in one volume. U'meniach bein kol chumash v'chumash dalet shitin, u'bein kol navi v'navi gimel. You're allowed to put between each chumash four lines, and between each navi three lines. V'chein bein kol navi v'navi shel treyasar, so too in treyasar also. V'ein kedusha sam kedusha sefer Torah el kol chumash ba'alma. But if you do that, meaning if you combine all of Tanakh in one very very long scroll, right? So that's not going to be kedusha sefer Torah. Rather, that's going to have the kedusha of a chumash. Okay. He says, right, so the Rama actually seems to be referring to a book. He says, V'chol zeh b'chumashim ha'asuyim b'gilyon k'sefer Torah. Right, this whole discussion is if it's wrapped in a gilyon, in a wrapping scroll, like the Sefer Torah. Aval b'shalanu, but us, shehim nichrachim, ein chiluk bein chumash l'nevim. He says, but us, that we're, I think we're folding them up, meaning we're already starting to write in books. What? Bounding, right. They were binding books. So we're not going to distinguish between Chumash and Nevi, meaning they're all going to have those the same Kedusha, meaning the Kedusha of a Chumash, meaning they're going to have the same din, meaning a scroll, it's not going to have the din of a, there's not going to be any distinction anymore. Now, yeah, keep in mind the first sefer to be printed during the lifetime of its author, we mentioned before, was the Beis Yosef. So this is right in the very beginning of the printing press, but it could be also, this I don't know, it could be before even before there was a printing press, they were already printing, they were already writing in book form. Perhaps.
That's a codex.
Right, so.
Correct.
Right. So a codex already existed, so that's what he's referring to. But that wouldn't be able to be used as a Sefer Torah. Umutur lichtov kol ha-Torah chumash chumash rifnei atzmo v'ein behem kedusha Sefer Torah shalhem ha-shalim, and you are permitted to write every chumash chumashim by themselves. V'ish mishomer shem ka-Sefer Torah l'chol divreihem elish ein korin behem b'tzibur. And some say, this is the opinion of the Rashba, that it might have a kedusha Sefer Torah, but you shouldn't read it b'tzibur. So long, again, as it's written like a Sefer Torah. But our chumashim are not going to have the status of a Sefer Torah. Then comes the Mechaber here in Beis, right? Lo yichtuv Megillah bifnei atzmo, but you shouldn't write a Megillah by itself. Shiyaba parshios ve'ein kosu Megillah l'tinok l'islamiba v'im daitu la'ashlima l'chumash mutter. And you shouldn't write a Megillah for a tinok to learn from, but if you have in mind to finish it, it's going to be mutter. Now this is striking because the Mechaber is paskening like the Rambam against the Rif. Meaning he spent that time defending the Rif, but then ultimately he paskened like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't agree with the Rif. The Rambam seems to pasken like what would come out from the Gemara, that to write only a portion of Tanakh seems to be problematic, or at least a portion of a book, either whether a portion of a book in Tanakh seems to be problematic. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that therefore is prohibited. Right. So the Taz here brings up the fact that this is a little odd. He says Zedas HaRambam. This is the opinion of the Rambam, Vehivi Batur, but it's brought in the Tur, the Harif Hitir Lichtov Megil Latinuk Lislami. That the Rif said, however, that it's permissible. Now, still, we have a Rif versus Rambam. How do we paskin? You generally paskin like the Rambam against the Rif. Especially the Rambam comes later, and the Rambam is, usually it's the Rambam and Rif on one side and the Rush on the other. So here's an example where the Rambam seems to argue, is arguing on the Rif. He says, however, Mishum She'ir Shar, Lichtum Megillah, Tinuk L'Islam, V'hikshar Lav Rab, many ask, HaRush, V'chasev HaRush, Shehitim Mishum She'ir Shar L'chol Anilioslo Sefer Torah Shleima. That it would be impossible for every poor person to be able to have a full Torah. Ubeis Yosef nasan tam tov la rif, and the Beis Yosef defends the rif. Umidivrei haTalmud gam beprisha, and also the prisha also defends the rif. Umori v'chamasi zal, who's his mori v'chamasi? What is that? That's his father-in-law. Who's the Taz's father-in-law? So, right, just the Taz's father-in-law is the Bach, right? The other side of the tour, right? There's the Beis Yosef on one side, the Bach on the other side. So he says, my father-in-law brought many proofs. Leheter, the Sai Mori v'Chamosi diyishlanu lahatir, that we permit this. V'cheinu haminug b'chol yom, and that's the minug all day, right? All the time, people do this. They're only printing parts of a sefer. He says v'tema al Rama shelo kasev al zeklum. He says, and I'm bothered by the fact that the Rama doesn't quote this at all. Meaning the Rama, right? The Rama, what does the Rama do for a living? The Rama says, yeah, the Mechaber says that, but us and Ashkenaz do this. Right? So the Taz says, us and Ashkenaz do this. All right, why is the Ramah not recording that practice? Period. He says, but it's only permitted to learn from because of Eis Laso Slashem, because we need that mitzvah. Aval Osen Shekosfin Psukim Al HaKotel Le'eza Simen Tov Lav Shapir of the Torah Chasuma Nasna. He says, however, those people that write psukim on a kotel for some kind of simen tov, lav shapir, they're not doing the correct thing. The Torah chasuma nasna, because the Torah was meant to be written as a complete entity. So to write certain things, right, to use it to learn from, that would be permissible. But to use it to just write psukim for some kind of simen, right? So says the Taz, that would be inappropriate. So this actually brings up two practices that are out there that some raise questions about. So one of those practices is, I'm not sure if you've ever seen it before, a pitum haktoris. Have you ever seen a pitum haktoris? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses the idea of reciting pitum haktoris every day, right? We only say it on Shabbos, and we don't say it, Minhag Ashkenaz is not to say it during the week, and Eretz Yisrael, they say it during the week as well, right? Pitum Haktoris is what we say, right after Inke Elokeinu, right? Pitum Haktoris, right? So why is that? So there is a concern that the Pitum Haktoris takes the place of the Ketoris, and you say at the end of Pitum Haktoris that if you're lacking one simen, Chayiv Misa, that if you're lacking one of these things, you're chayiv misa, and if you say it incorrectly, so then a gevalt, you're lacking one of the simanim, and therefore you should be chayiv. So the only time that you have to sit and relax and say pitum haktoris slowly is Shabbos. But to say it during the week, everybody's going to be rushed or whatever, so we're concerned people are going to say it incorrectly. In Eretz Yisrael, I guess we're not as concerned that they're going... What? Right, so Svarim do it. Right, Svarim do it because they say... So there is, and there are those that quote from the Kaf HaChaim, the Kaf HaChaim himself says that he brings down the, and this truth is, comes back from way earlier, to actually read Pitum HaKtoris, in order to get the full bracha that Pitum HaKtoris grants you, you need to read it out of a klaf. So therefore, you see people sometimes have a Pitum HaKtoris klaf in their talis bags, and at Shomri Shabbos in Borough Park, which is the Minion Factory, it's right near where one of my suppliers is. So I've caught mincha there, once in a while, right? So they actually have it hanging all over, there's like six or seven of them hanging in shul, Pitum HaKtoris on a cloth. So that you could fulfill this minute of St. Pitum HaKtoris. So there are those who raise a question on this. Says, wait a second, it's very nice that the Kaf HaChaim quotes it in Shulchan Aruch and Or HaChaim, but it seems to be against the halacha in Simen Reish Pei Gimel in Yerodeah, right? Because you're quoting just this piece, and it's not to learn from, it's just to get the bracha of saying Pitum HaKtoris every day. So that's one question that's out there. Of course, one could turn around and say, what do you mean? That's Eis Laso Slashem too. That's also an emergency that I need to say Pitum HaKtoris every day and want to be Yossi it out of a klaf. The other issue that people bring up is the idea of quoting psukim on invitations and things like that. So to put an entire pasuk on an invitation, to some raise a question that maybe that's inappropriate. I think Rav Shechter is actually machmir on this. So to write Od Yishama Biari Yehuda v'chutzis Yerushalayim, so he says he thinks it's inappropriate because you're quoting a portion of a pasuk, and for what? Like sort of as a decoration on top of an invitation. However, he does say, I think Kol Sason v'Kol Simcha Kol Chatan v'Kol Kala, even though that's also a pasuk, he says that's okay, right? That's just sort of like a theme. But the Od Yisham Bar Yehuda, that's more of an entire pasuk. So therefore, he suggests not to invoke that pasuk. Another thing that he says, which is also I think later on in this, another reason for that is, and maybe we'll save a further discussion of this until we get to it probably next week, is in Sif Dalid, the halacha is that you're not supposed to just write psukim on a talis, the Shulchan Aruch says, because we're concerned you're going to throw it out. So that also is an issue. So does being on an invitation make it better or worse? So that's another concern that he has. A third concern that Rav Shechter has in invitations, and we'll cover more of it next week, is that he holds that ksav ashuris, what we, our standard print, should only be used for Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha. So to just use it for an invitation is inappropriate. So when his daughter got married, I mean, all his children, on their wedding invitations, I'm most familiar with one of them because I'm good friends with one of his sons-in-law. So the invitation was written in Rashi script instead of Ksav Ashuris in order to be Yotze that did. Okay. So anyway, so there is this halacha of writing in portions. So now let's get to the Haftorah issue. So. Right. So that is this question. That sort of to gain a couple of letters, that's one thing, but an entire pasuk. So perhaps that might be a little more problematic. Yeah.
I mean, the head to our hat for that was,
I've been doing it for about 600 years, right, in Europe.
We can rely on that.
So, you mean entire pasuk? Yeah, people do that. Yeah. Right. No. I'm saying there is.
I only want a little.
Ricky, I'm. One second.
Stop! No, you're not allowed to blow it that big.
That's too big.
No.
How's that?
No, that's not good.
That's still too big. Like this? Am I supposed to tie it? No, you just want it like this?
Like that.
Too big still? That?
Yeah.
And tie it?
Tie it.
Sorry, I left the door open. Okay. So, yeah, truth is, I don't know how far, right, the minhag certainly is to allow a lot of these things. Yeah, how where to take this? I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the line is. Right. So we take Ketores as part of the psukim of Ketores appear in the Karbanos in the morning. Right. I gotta check back where I saw, but there is this tradition of saying Pita Maktores as a simon for Ashiris of some way, simon for wealth. So that would be specifically Pita Maktores as opposed to just the psukim. Okay, so this then leads to the Haftorah books that we mentioned before. So what is the story with that? So I actually was able to pull off my shelf I think when I got this, I was told there are only about 5 or 6 copies left, and that is the book The Haftorah, written by none other than my brother-in-law. Shlomo Katz wrote this book many years ago, and I think I think he saved a few for all of his potential brother-in-laws. So I got like the last one as I married the youngest. So he has an entire book about the Haftorah, about where it comes from and why do we do it, and what are the halachas of who's allowed to read it, and what's the story with the brachos, and specific shabbosim that issues come up throughout the year. And the last chapter is, hey, what's the deal with doing it on a klaf? What's the story specifically with that halacha, starting with that halacha, about whether it should be done on a klaf or not? So the... So it seems like the halacha would be that it would, you know, if instead of writing using a Sefer Torah, so we're reading out the Nevi'im, so it should be done from a klaf too, right? And in fact, there is perhaps a distinction in halacha that if it's read from a klaf, you would listen. If it's being read out of a chumash, so you may see that many have the practice of reading along with the reader. Because you should then read it by yourself. You can't be yotze by somebody else if he's reading out of a chumash. But let's take a look on what's the next page in the sources. So in Hilchos Haftorah in Simin Reish Pei Dalet. So this caused a lot of confusion because the footnote sends you to right. We just learned Reish Pei Gimel in our right. We're in Yoredeya Reish Pei Gimel, and this is in Orachayim Simin Reish Pei Dalet. So you got to keep track of your Orach Chaim in your day here. But in Reish Pei Dalet, so the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is Maftirim Benavi Meinyano Shel Parsha Ve'im Pochsin Mechaf Ale Psukim Elim Kein Tzalik Inyanei Be'batzir Mihachi. Right, you should read and a Maftir that has to do with the Parsha, or well, let's see, something else from that week. And you don't ancient less than not less than 21 psukim unless it's sort of an entity, in which case that's allowed. Okay, that's the halacha of reading a haftorah. By the way, this idea that you know, like when parshas fall out, that it's also erev Rosh Chodesh when they sort of have the intertwining of halachas. So I'm generally not. So I'm really not machmir to like add it. Sometimes you see in the R scroll, some have the practice of adding one pasuk from this haftorah. So the tachan of haftorah seems to be to read something, not necessarily to read specific things. So I'm not so uptight about that halacha. But the Taz here makes a comment. Why do we have the haftorah? So, well. Actually, we gotta go to Taz base. Taz Aleph is the reason is because once time there was a gezeira that you couldn't read the Torah, so therefore they started reading the half Torah instead. If you go to Taz Sif Beis though, he says velo dami l'shliach tzibur shenishtatek beemtza hatfila shemaskel mitchila sabracha shetamze what's that? Five lines after the beginning of that, he says kasav halavush. So the Levush was a contemporary of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Levush was actually, he was the main arguer against the Shulchan Aruch. He says, you're taking everything and making it so small and summarizing everything too much. So the Levush says, I'm going to go and write everything a lot longer. So of course the Shulchan Aruch took over the world, and the Levush you find every once in a while in a library. But the Levush is quoted here as saying, V'kivin she'ein kriyas haftorah el betzibur, t'meisi al shalora isi noagin lichtov haftoros kedin sefer. He says, I don't understand. The whole reason you could only read from a sefer you have to read from a sefer Torah, and you can't read from only a portion of it because it's a lack of kavod hatzibur. That's what the halacha is. So says the Levush, I don't understand. The haftorah is also being read in a tzibur, so shouldn't you only be able to read from it in something that is ra'i for the tzibur? He says, I don't understand why I don't see people writing haftorahs kedin sefer, like the halachas of a sefer Torah. Kemo shekosafti ha-megillah, like we write megillahs. Kehaya nira li, she'ein yotzim klal b'kriyas haftorah b'chumashim ha-nidfasim. And says the Levush, so it seems to me that nobody is yotzei haftorahs anymore. Because if you're reading it b'tzibur, you have to follow the halachas of a sefer Torah. And if you're not following the halachas of a sefer Torah, so then you're not yotzei. And Levush says, v'tzarachin. He says, I don't understand. He says, Va'ashtamite sugya dahaniskin. He says, so the Taz continues and says, but the Levush forgot a sugya in Gittin. Because daf samach, hai safra daf teraisei, asur lemikri b'shavis. Because that sugya that we quoted before, where it says in Gittin, you're not allowed to read from Sfarm of Haftoros. Delo nitain lichasev. Did I include in the sources in the next page? I think I may have cut short on this. Yeah, sorry. So the Taz continues on and says, that the Gemara has a discussion about this. He said, but that's only because you couldn't write it on the way, right? Velohu das lasso slash shem ifiu Torah secha. She'ein l'chol tzibur yechol nichtov neviim shalim ad kan l'shono. Right? He says, that he left out the sugya of where in Maseches Gittin they permitted writing the book of HaTorahs. So he says the Taz continues. Im kein afilu im yunichtavim ein lahem din sefer el mishum es lasos lashem hachanami b'chumashim hanifasim dat fus yeshlo mamish din ksiva kamo shakasav yoredei etc. Right, the coming Megillah mishum es lasos kemen shu sefer b'fnei atzmo al kein kasvan oso. That therefore, because of this idea of es lasos lashem, we permitted the writing of separate books, and therefore says the Taz, it's permissible. So therefore, the Taz says that Gemara in Gittin permits the writing of writing the Sefer Haftoros, and therefore the Taz says it should be permissible. Now, the answer for the Levushas may be, yeah, that was a one-time deal. I mean, that was back in those days. But, you know, if the opportunity avails itself again, so maybe you should go ahead and permit it again. So that's what the so that's picked up on by the Magen Avraham on the other side of the page, right? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Levush, right? The top line on page Kuftzah Mikvav, right? I'm sure Kerem Bechumash, when Tvazim came in, she'ein nechtevim b'chol hilchon sefer Torah, Megillah, etc. V'chein kasev ba'agos, Yud Nun, I'm not sure, v'ani omer, sheminu kadmonim hu ikar, shekasev eis Yosef, v'shem Truma Sedeshen, mashe medalgin ata minavi lenavi, hainu lefi shaf Torah shalanu ksuvim b'kudrasim, v'efshar lisamin lemitzus maher. He says, I think that it is permissible in that which we write the Haftorahs in our Kuntrasim, right? That's permissible. It's been okay for a long time. And says the Magen Avraham, therefore it's okay, right? V'ra'isi begitin daf samach, she'asar lichtov Haftorah mishum mashakasav v'yordei reish pei gimel, right? Ela mishum eis lasos la'ashem. Kolomar she'en yecholim biyad hatzibur liknos lahem nevi'im shleim. So what is the Eis Lasos LaHashem? So suggests the Magen Avraham, yeah, Eis Lasos LaHashem, people couldn't afford a full books of Mach, right? It just wasn't something that people could pay for. V'im Kain Hashta, but nowadays, Shenisgale Melachus Hatfus, but now that we know how to print, right, V'hasfarim, Talmud Lomar, Bizol, pretty cheaply. Now, things were not so cheap in the time of the Magen Avraham, but still somewhat cheap, cheaper than writing the entire thing. Usser lichtov haftoras. You're not allowed to write these sefer haftoras. That kaimalan tfus ksiv ma'al yehi, right? Because we can print very easily. See tzadi gimel umem beiz v'lamed ches. And he says, and if you say, but writing on paper, he says, still, shardvarim nichvim b'chol minitz tzivonim v'lo by dio v'im kain, right? You and you paper, and he says, don't worry about the writing, etc. And so, and therefore, so the Magen, so it's based on this Magen Avraham that many say that you should go back to having the full books printed, the full books written. So that's the reason for the that big nach that was bought. So the Sefer HaFtoros, right, so that was the minhag for many years. But the Magen Avraham says, hey, wait a second. But nowadays that we're printing it anyways, so it's not so expensive. Right? So he said, when you had to write everything by hand, so to write more than what you need for the HaFtoros was very expensive. So therefore you could write books of HaFtoros. But nowadays that you're printing, to print beyond that which is just used for the Haftorahs, that's pretty cheap, says the Magen Avraham. So therefore, said the Magen Avraham, I think we should go back to the practice of having the entire thing written, the entire book written. So that's where that nach came into play. So I think it was a few months after we moved here, maybe it was the year, I don't remember if it was the first year or second year, so I was at the Sfarim sale, and happened to be that Rabbi Yandorf was at the Sfarim sale. And Rabbi Yandorf came over to me with that big Tanakh that has the entire thing printed in it, and said, hey, I think it was soon after his father was Nifter, I think. He says, can I, if I would buy this for the shul, would we start using it? So I said, well, it's better, right? That's it is better to use the entire book. So he got it, and therefore we started using it. Now the problem with that book is that it gets kind of confusing when there are Haftorahs that are broken up to various places, and it also gets a little confusing because it has minhagim for Ashkenazim, Sfarim, Timanim, and Chabadniks. And it's a little hard to keep track of where the minhag changes and ends, etc., and that could lead to all sorts of disturbances, we should say. So for that reason, I think it's better to use that book when it's easy to use that book. But when it's going to mean flipping from place to place and the confusion that might ensue from that, so then maybe going back to the Haftorah books might not be such a bad idea. So that is the basis. The basis for those books, that Tanakh book, is this Magen Avraham, and it's, you know, all things being equal, you may as well be yotze the din of the Magen Avraham in the absence of actually having klafs to lay in Haftorah from. But if it's going to cause confusion, some type of tirchid tzibur, etc., so going back to the pre-Magen Avraham minhag of having things broken up that is okay. The Chazon Ish also, by the way, on this last page here, if you see the Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha. Right, towards the bottom where that star is. Right, the Mishnah Berurah says ideally everyone should have a klaf. Rather, as opposed to when it's written, etc. So that star tells you that the Chazon Ish has a comment in the back of the Mishnah Berurah. So the Chazon Ish here, it's not the Chazon Ish's comments on the Mishnah Berurah, it's just his comments that were then published in the back of the Mishnah Berurah. This is Lefira Kishe Navi Kasu Kedino Umaftirin Betzir Bekuntris Einaf Kusa Ben Kuntris Shel Tanach Shalem Oaftarta De Bechumish. The Chazon Ish reject. He says if you're not going to read off of a klaf, I don't see the difference between reading from a Tanakh versus reading from a book of the Haftorahs. So certainly you have the Chazon Ish to be somechan to read from the book of the Haftorahs, and the Chazon Ish came later than the Magen Avraham, but if you could easily be Yotzi the Magen Avraham as well, so we may as well attempt to do so. Right. The Magen Avraham. That's the way the Magen Avraham quotes it. Yeah. Correct. Okay, so that is... Right, so the Magen... I'm not sure he said that. I think the Magen Avraham said, now that we have printing anyways, you may as well print the entire thing. I'm not sure. I think the Magen Avraham might have been saying nowadays they started printing the Haftorah books rather than handwriting them, so then you might as well do that. What's the status of a handwritten Haftorah book? I don't know. I'm gonna have to track that down someplace else in the Haftorah book by Shlomo Katz. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mirza Hashem, pick up next week. Thank you for coming.